In 1967, hordes of longheads chanted, "Make love, not war," and hurled themselves at police.
The alternative sounds of the 60s and 70s.
In 1967, there was a legalized cannabis rally in Hyde Park.
Let's head towards the unknown region with Chris B.
In 1967, there were huge demonstrations against the Vietnam War. In 1967, homosexual acts between consenting male adults were legalized.
Radio, Mi Amigo, from the LBAP.
Hi there, nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around. Like to introduce Legs Larry Smith, drums. And Sam Spoon's rhythm pole. And Vern Dudley Bo Hey Noel, bass guitar. And Neil Innes, piano. Come in, Rodney Slater on saxophone. With Roger Ruskin Spear on tenor sax. Hi, Vivian Stanchel, trumpet. Big hello to Big John Wayne, xylophone. And Robert Morley, guitar. Billy Butlin, spoons. And looking very relaxed, Adolf Hitler on vibes. Nice. Princess Anne on sousaphone. Introducing Liberace, clarinet. With Donna Ted Armstrong on vocals. Lord Snooty and his pals tap dancing. In the groove with Harold Wilson, violin. And Franklin McCormack on harmonica. Over there, Eric Clapton, ukulele. Hi, Eric. On my left, Sir Kenneth Clark, bass sax. Great honor, sir. Especially flown in for us, a Sessions Gorilla on Vox Humana. Nice to see Incredible Shrinking Man on euphonium. Drop out with Peter Scott on Duck Call. Hearing from you later, Casanova on horn. Yeah, digging General de Gaulle on accordion. Really wild, General. Thank you, sir. Roy Rogers on trigger. Tune in Wild Man of Borneo on bongos. Count Basie Orchestra on triangle. Thank you. Great to hear the Rawlinsons on trombone. Back from his recent operation, Dan Drop, hot. And representing the flower people, Quasimodo on bells. Wonderful to hear Brainiac on banjo. We welcome Baldunikin as himself. Very appealing, Max Jaffa. Mmm, that's nice, Max. What a team, Zebra Kid and Horace Batchelor on percussion. And a great favorite and a wonderful performer, all of us here, J. Arthur Rank on gong.
Let's head towards the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
There once was a very famous man. On his famous horse he'd ride through the land. The people used to see him everywhere. When he died they put a statue in the square. Here comes the equestrian statue, prancing up and down the square. Little old lady stop and say, well, I declare. Once a month on a Friday there's a man with a mop and bucket in his hand. To him it's just another working day, so he whistles as he rubs and scrubs away. Here comes the equestrian statue, prancing up and down the square. Little old lady stop and say, well, I declare. It's a sight to bring you joy, you feel so gay. And it's guaranteed to brighten up your day.
if it's grey. The equestrian statue, prancing up and down the square. Little old lady, stop and say, well, I declare, it's a sight to bring you joy, you feel so gay. And it's guaranteed to brighten up your day, if it's grey. It's a sight to bring you joy, you feel so gay.
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 The multi-talented Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, when they were called Doodah, they shortened it later to just the Bonzo Dog Band. The equestrian statue we just heard, and we began with the intro and the outro from the album Gorilla. Biff Stanchel did the vocals on that one, and Neil Innes is on the equestrian statue. Told this story before about Viv Stanchel always wanting a compartment on the train. This is when they split the carriage into compartments with a door on each one and a corridor running along the outside, not outside the train, but inside the coach, and somewhere like King's Cross. As people walked by, Viv was already ensconced in his compartment, and he'd beckon them in as if to invite them in, thus ensuring that he had the compartment all to himself for the rest of the journey. Bee Gees World, one of my fave raves of its moment, and this is the 17th of November 67, and great use of the Mellotron.
Now I have found that the world is round, and of course it rains every day. And of course it rains every day. If I remember all of the things I have done, I remember times I've gone wrong. Why do they keep me here? Now I've found that the world is round, and of course it rains
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Chris Bent.
At least another song in today's show where they say "Sock it to me." That was the Beach Boys, "Wild Honey." "Sock it to me, Wild Honey," on Capitol Records. And one of the few records that really does use a theremin as part of the instrumentation. They often use it on stage. These days they use it on stage in some of these prog rock bands. It's great that the old technology still finds a place. The Smoke, Have Some More Tea on Island Records. That was the B-side. We will play the A-side later. And the Bee Gees with World. What have I got lined up here? Oh, yeah, the golden voice of Dionne Warwick, I say a little prayer.
The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. Walk home in my hair now, and wondering what dress to wear now, I say a little prayer for you. Forever, forever, you'll stay in my heart. I say a little prayer for you. At work I just take time, and all through my coffee break time, I say a little prayer for you.
Suzanne takes you down to a place near the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can stay the night beside her. And you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you want to be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength, and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know that she can trust you, 'cause you've touched her perfect body with your mind. Was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from a lonely wooden tower. And just when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said all men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them. But he
himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think you'll maybe trust him, 'cause he touched your perfect body with his mind. Takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She's wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army concerts, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbour. And she shows you where to look amongst the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning. They are leaning out for love, and they will lean that way forever, while Suzanne holds the mirror. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you're sure that she can find you, 'cause she's touched your perfect body with her mind. I don't know your name, but I'll ask just the same. Have you seen my mind? I have not been around. I tried to leave town, but I got left behind to find my way. I was a lost and a hungry man. Someone had opened the door. Trusting myself, I was led inside. Never get back anymore. Seems like the way I feel about myself is shifting like ice on a stream. Nothing means much to me, life is a dream. Mister, can you spare me the time? Got so much on my mind that I want you to hear. Lights have been out so long that the darkness seems to be pulling and keeping me there. Which way is heaven? I think I know. What color the soul of a man? Why must the lives of a million men end with the touch of a hand? Nothing has ever been what it seems. Stay hung up on yesterday. Life is a dream. Life is a dream.
Could have gone on longer, couldn't it? Noel Harris, in case you're wondering, Life is a Dream, Reprise Records, the B-side. And the A-side, Suzanne, the Leonard Cohen tune, if memory serves me well, and it often does. Noel Harrison, I think, was in The Girl from Uncle. He was, I don't remember The Girl from Uncle particularly, but I think he was the sidekick. He certainly had a massive hit with Windmills of Your Mind. Just thinking of the windmills in my mind rotating right now. The Box Tops, yes, I am completely. Box Tops, Neon Rainbow, wasn't a hit, I'm pretty certain of that, in the UK.
The city lights, the pretty lights, they can warm the coldest nights. All the people going places, smiling with electric faces. What they find, the glow erases, but what they lose, the glow replaces. And life is now good. Faster than the mind, bleeding
time, everything changes, nothing remains the same. No one smiles anymore, and no one will open his door until the nighttime comes. And then the city lights, the pretty lights, they can warm the coldest nights. All the people going places, smiling with the electric faces. But they find the glory races, and what they lose, the glory places. And life is left.
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Well, my world used to be sunny, and jokes used to be funny, but now you're gone, and everything's turned all around. But now you're gone, and everything's turned upside down. And now it's cold outside, and the rain is pouring down, and the leaves are turning brown. Can you see that now it's cold outside?
another Mr. Bus driver. How much more time have I got to spend? How much further, Mr. Bus driver? Got to get home to my baby again. Been away way too long since I held her in my arms. Keep thinking about her and a touch so soft. I say a prayer that she'll be there when me and this bus depart. How much further, Mr. Bus driver? How much more time have I got to spend? How much further, Mr. Bus driver? Got to get home to my baby again.
Were a massive 72 singles released on the 17th of November 1967. There's no way we're going to get through them all. I've got 67 tunes to try to play for you. We may spill over into a third hour, we shall see. The Box Tops, Neon Rainbow, we began with. They ended up on Bell Records, but that was on Stateside, 2070. Then it was The Choir, It's Cold Outside, Major Minor, 537. And then Bruce Chanel, Mr. Bus Driver. It says it's Stateside, but I brought my copy out of my favourite record shop, Campkins Records, 2 and 6 pence each, or 10 for a pound. Mine's on the Bell record label, so possibly I didn't buy it quite yet. Another one I did get out of Campkins, which made the numbers up that particular week, and it would normally be about 3 to 4 months later when I'd have to wait that long to pick up any singles I was interested in, because I just could not afford 8 shillings and 4 pence or 3 pence, whatever it was, every week. Although, as you've heard me say in the past weeks, I have been amazed by some records and gone out and ordered them. This was when I was 12 and a half years old, you understand. I don't know why I remember it all so well. Everyone else seems to have forgotten everything they ever knew. The Society. So this one, S-O-C-I-E-T-I-E, The Society on DRAM Records. I never noticed at the time, produced by Alan Clark of The Hollies, which explains why it has a kind of a Hollies sound to it. This is Bird Has Flown, and we'll play the B-side, Breaking Down.
Yeah. listening to Chris B.
Listening to Crispy, 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 Crispy. A nice profession. Well, it was really more an obsession. He didn't have a single possession, just affection for a steam machine. It's simply green.
Her name is Glory.
The village folks, they often wonder where Glory gets her fire and thunder. Magic things Sam must conjure.
Museum on the rails, a legend of old tales.
Everybody on the train!
They climb aboard, wipe their feet. Would you kindly take your seat? To everyone, let's have fun. This could be our last run. He didn't know how right he was. The shock for him was in the post. Letter-headed railway company found its way to his house on Monday. Reggie Root is uneconomical. Very sorry, we've got to be logical. And when the month ends, Glory is redundant. Then a strange sound in the night.
the people awake with fright. A green machine with a yellow light. And the Sam on top steams out of sight.
Leaving behind puzzled minds.
One of those epic excerpts from a teenage opera was Keith West, titled Sam on Parlophone Records, and then the gargling vocals of Robin Gibb, the Bee Gees, the B-side of World, and Sir Geoffrey Saved the World on Polydor Records, and before that it was the Society and Both Sides of their DRAM single Bird Has Flown. And Breaking Down, what I sound like I'm about to do. The Barry Lee Show doesn't sound very promising, does it? Columbia Records, I Don't Want to Love You, but it's pretty good.
Oh, the morning after, the sound of laughter is hollow and thin. The sound of tears falls on my ears. Just how it all went wrong is not very clear. My pillow is cold. I feel the fear. Sad to discover what's under the cover of eyes you love. A smile that's blinding is most maligning. The path to tomorrow will lead me nowhere. You dim the light, I see the tears.
Something in my heart tells me this is
out of my hands now. Beyond my mind, I don't understand now. My eyes are blind. I don't wanna love you, but I do. Something in my heart tells me be still.
Cacophony at the end of the Universals with Green Veined Orchid on Page One Records. It's suggested, whilst doing the research for this week's programme, that that could have been an early version of Plastic Penny, and indeed the composer credits B. Keith. So it could be Brian Keith, who was the vocalist, at least with some of Plastic Penny's work. Before that, the Barry Lee Show and I Don't Want to Love You. We might as well hear the other side of the Universals. Page One. 72 singles released this week, 17th of November 1967. It's issue number 203 of the new singles, a weekly listing.
While the cats are away, the mice will play. While the cats are away, the mice will play. just living and learning since the day.